The other fear that you have is called the fear of putting on weight. I don't know about you, but in the ship, when you look at the dessert, somehow desserts so nicely done behind glass tends to speak to me. Come, come, come. And then when you see two words there, NS, it's not no service, it's no sugar. Wow, you have dessert, there is no sugar. This is life. But only later on I found it means no sugar added, there is sugar. You know, and then in Auckland, I spoke for my friend, two churches there. You know, I want you to know, Australia is very fortunate and blessed. In New Zealand, the church is still suffering from the COVID recovery. Many people, because they were so strict, those who didn't go to church, some have not returned. We need to pray. We really need to pray. And I received an email from Pastor Aaron. You have to preach on the second Sunday. I said, oh, what am I going to preach about? Active. I'm on holiday, and he said, when you come back, you've got to speak of being active. There is really no retirement. I'm glad that I'm able to speak on this subject called Active Our Grace Value. And I must say that I enjoy Pastor Aaron's first Sunday when he shared his heart of what he believes in the church for. Then I hear Pastor Kara on generosity, generation generosity, transfer generosity. I say, wow, what a way to hear message. So powerful. And last Sunday, Pastor Aaron spoke on relational, loving God, loving one another, loving the lost. And this morning, I'm going to speak about when I talk about active, what does it mean? It means being and doing. To be and to do. Being and doing what you were created for. You were not created to take up space on earth. You were not created to be a consumer. You were not created here on holiday. You were created in His image. God created you in His image so that you can reflect who? Not yourself. So that you can reflect His image. So you can reflect to others who God is. How is people going to know who God is? They got to see through who? Through us. Created in His image so that we can reflect the character of God. Created in His image so that we can reflect the glory of the Maker. If we are to be active, then how we live, what we say, what we think, what we do must shine who? Shine only one person. Must shine Him. And we must brightly shine Him. When we shine Him, we are shining His character, we are shining His glory. And to do that, we are not only image bearer of God, that we carry His image, but we are also what? Glory bearer. That we carry the glory of God, of who God is everywhere we go. You see, Numbers chapter 14, verse 21. This is what the scripture said. All the earth shall be filled with the glory of God. And all the time I thought, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of God. That means God's glory is filling all the earth. But what it really means, that you and I are glory bearer, a glory carrier, that wherever God places us, we are to shine, we are to reflect who? His glory. Can you imagine if the Christian around the world were to reflect the glory of God, then the glory of God will have filled the earth. To do that, we cannot be inactive, uninvolved, passive, and disconnected as glory bearer. We must shine His glory. We must be active being and doing as glory bearers, as disciples of Jesus Christ, where God has planted us. At your workplace, you are not there by chance. In the school, among your friends, you are not there by chance. God has planted you there, specifically planted you there for a purpose, that you may reflect His glory, reflect who God is, that those around you may say, oh, this is what God is like, because we carry the glory of God. God is always active with our world. Say amen. Jesus said in John chapter 5, verse 17, my Father is always at His work to this very day. God is always active. Thank God He is not passive. He is not inactive. He's always active. We sleep. God don't sleep. He works. We awake and get busy with our own life. God works. We are passive and do little or do nothing. God works. He never stopped working. And the question that we should ask ourselves is, where are you working so that we can be part of your work? God, what are you doing? I want to be part of what you're doing. Have you heard of the revival taking place in Ashbury University, USA, with Generation Z? Pastor Kara gave you the different generation. Generation Z, a generation grew up in technology, internet, and social media. And these are supposed to connect them emotionally and physically. Yet, they can be so disconnected from others, from faith, and from the Creator God. But God visited these people. February 8, 2023, not long ago, in a university chapel meeting, the Holy Spirit visited the chapel. Revival broke out. And in a short 2 weeks, 50,000 students, mainly from U.S., visited the place. It must be God. I saw the picture of the chapel. No performer. No state-of-the-art technology. Just simply three singers. One guitarist, one pianist, one who plays the piano, and one Holy Spirit. It must be God. And I think of the Jesus moment of the 70. If you are at my age, you remember the Jesus moment of the 70. This hippie generation, the flower people of long hair, long beard, bell-bottom. If you remember those days, the bell-bottom, so bell is it, so much cloth is being used. The bell-bottom, the drugs, the rock music, free love, and Eastern religion. In the midst of a generation, God will visit every generation. This is the promise of God, because God will not spare a generation without knowing Him. In the midst of this hippie generation that is anti-government, anti-authority, anti-establishment, God visited them and revival broke out. Our contemporary worship service came out from them. The popular message of the converted hippies of that day was, repent, get ready, Jesus is coming back soon. That was the message. And I think this message needs to continue from generation to generation, because there is a generation that will see the return of Jesus Christ. We need the Holy Spirit visitation in these last days. Not another gathering trying to make something happen. Revival is just God showing up. God showing up. I myself was a product of the Holy Spirit visiting the school club. The Holy Spirit visited school club when we were having our prayer meeting. We were not Pentecostal, we were just Christians who loved God, came together after school to pray. While we were praying, the Holy Spirit fell upon us. Some of us broke out and spoke in tongues. And I tell you, we were just students and we did not know what it was all about. People just weep and spoke in tongues. Until a brother among us from an AOG church explained what took place. The Spirit of God has visited us. We were never the same again. Many of us are still disciples of Christ. Pastor Kara will be able to share. It was during those times that the Spirit of God fell upon many schools in Singapore Club. My wife was also one of them. We need the Holy Spirit. The active work of God, His Spirit falling upon us. And as we come together to worship Him, may our hearts be open, waiting and expecting, because He will come, and He will come suddenly. God is always active. He is not an absent God. He is not on a holiday. He don't sleep or slumber. He is still in control of creation. And when all seems lost and hopeless, and this is a time of our world where everything is chaotic, nothing is right, everything is falling apart. This is our world. In such a time, when nothing good is happening in our world, suddenly God will step in and bring order to our broken, chaotic, and sinful world. Our God is working. Have hope in our God. Do not lose heart. God is active working in the world. God is also active working with your life. He watches over you. He cares for you. He provides for your household. Every one of us here, we have a roof. We have food. Who provides all? We have breath to breathe. Who gives it all? It is God. God is actively providing over your life. And He protects your family. He leads you and He said this, I know what I am doing. Amen. God said, I know what I am doing. I'm sure some of you sitting here do not know what you are doing. Come on, be honest about that. Sometimes you do not know what you are doing. Sometimes you think you know what you are doing. But God said, I know what I am doing. And I don't make mistakes. And I don't make it wrong. I know what I'm doing. I have it all planned out. Plan to take care of you, not abandon you. Plan to give you the future you hope for. My friend, whatever you are hoping and believing for, God say, I have a plan for you. He is actively working those plans. As the Bible has recorded, the step of a good man, whether it's a good woman or a good man, is what? Ordered by God, that God is busy preparing every step that you take. Every step that you take. You see, our Father in heaven is active working. And He wants us to be active, say amen. Because His Son, Jesus Christ, which is our example, He is always active. He said this in Luke chapter 2, verse 49. Jesus said, I am active with the Father's work, active with the Father's business, and active with the Father's house. Again, Jesus said in John chapter 4, verse 34, when He was talking to the woman at the well, and His disciples went away to find what? Food. And when they came back, they wondered why Jesus don't want to eat. And Jesus said, the food that keeps me going is that I do the will of the one who sent me. Finishing the work He started. Jesus said, my meat, my food is to do the will of the one who sent me. Who is sending us today? Who is sending us? He's sending us. He sent us to everywhere, whether we are in the school, in the uni, at the workplace, among our friends. He said, I'm sending you, and the food that you are to eat is to do my will. Again, Jesus said, my Father is always working, so am I. What I see him do, Jesus said, I do. This is how he speaks. So I speak. This is how he touch, so I touch. My Father is always working, so am I. Then in John chapter 9, verse 4 to verse 5, we must quickly carry out the task assigned us by the one who sent us. The night is coming, and then no one can work. Jesus, tell us we have to be active because the night is coming. There is only limited time to what we can do before the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Then in John chapter 17, verse 4, I brought glory to you here on earth by completing the work you give me to do. God, I am a glory bearer. Wherever I go, I carry your glory. Whatever I do, Lord, as I express your glory, then I'm completing the work that you're giving to me. Jesus was active. He was active in being and doing. And Jesus was active in being because he said, I am. He was not active doing because he was trying to prove himself or trying to get the Father's approval or the approval of man praises. He was active because this is what he is. He said that as I see the Father, so I what? Be, so I do. In the same way, we are simply because of who he is. Not that we're trying and hoping and fighting to be. We are simply saying the source of our being and doing is rooted because I am in Christ. Therefore, I do. I am. Therefore, I do. Jesus said about us, created in his image, to be active. Not just active with our own business, with our own life and our own agenda, but active with the Father's business, the Father's work, and the Father's house, just like him. He said, I must be about my Father's business. Say amen. I need to be and I need to do. So where do I start? He is my example. Where do I start? Start with the golden rule. Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. That's where you start. Matthew 7, verse 12. Do to others whatever you would like them to do to you. This is the essential of all that is taught in the law and the prophet. The message put it this way. Here is a simple rule of thumb, God, for behavior. Ask yourself what you want people to do for you, then grab the initiative and do it for them. Add up the God's law and prophet, and this is what you get. So, being, I am, now doing. How am I going to start? The Bible gives us this golden rule. This golden rule that is different from the world. Different from the world. The world is don't do. Ours is what? Do. The world will tell us, do the same as they do. But ours is to do more than they do. Say amen. Do more than they do. When they curse us, we bless them. Those that are unlovable, we love them. And we invite those who cannot invite us because freely we receive, freely we give. The world says, watch and see. But our command is this. Be an initiator. Do to them. Be the first to do it before they do. So by doing, we break the cycle of not doing and doing nothing and be the first to do. So, how are we going to be active? We're being active by being, not by doing. Doing is an outflow of our being. So active by being. Jesus say in chapter 5, in verse 13 and verse 14, you are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. This is what Jesus said about you. You are the salt, you are the light. And the context of Jesus saying this is because he sees us not as the people of this world. He sees us as what? As kingdom people. Because Matthew chapter 5 is about the kingdom of God that has come. Jesus is very clear. The kingdom of God is among us. The kingdom of God is within us. So we are kingdom people. And if we are kingdom people, then we follow what? We follow the kingdom principle that is in the Bible. Being, you are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Many of us will not authentically become an influencer. We want to be a salt that do not need to shake. We want to be a salt that stays in the bottle. Many of us will not authentically become a light that shine. We want to be the light hidden in the basket. But God said for us to be, because he said not that you are trying to be a salt or you're trying to be a light. He said you are. Because of he, the king who lives in you, declare, I am in you, so you are. And now you are the influence salt. Actively become the influence salt, actively becoming the shining light where God has placed you. School, workplace. I know one of the best things in life is to tell everybody the first day I'm a Christian. Go to work the first day, say, I'm a Christian. Go to school, tell someone, I'm a Christian. Because the minute you sit there, you have set the what? You have set the bar. Everybody knows you are a Christian. All eyes is upon you. When they speak dirty jokes, they want to see how you handle. Do you join them? Or you don't? And this is what? We become an influence when we tell people who we are. I am a child of God. I am a Christian. We don't have to fight. We don't have to become so arrogant by just saying, I am a Christian. People expect you to live in a certain way. How many of you realize that? In a certain way different from the world. So, Jesus said, you want to be active? Start by knowing who you are. Being, I am. The reason why I am is not because I try to be, I hope to be, I'm working to be. He said, the reason why I am is simply because, Jesus said on the cross, it is what? Finished. It is finished. That God has already done everything. God has already done everything for me to become that light. God has already done everything for me to become the salt. It's all the only trouble is that I don't see myself as the light. I don't see myself as the salt. How many of you realize that? We don't see and we struggle to be one. But God said, don't struggle. Stop struggling. If you see yourself as one, that because I say you are and I live in you. And what I want to do is not just to live in you, to give you love, peace, and joy. How many of you like that? But I also want to live through you so that you become that salt and the light. Actively becoming that salt and the light that others may see who you are. You are, because Christ has already done it. And now, through faith and obedience, in other words, you are already the salt, you are already the light. You're not hoping or trying to be. You are. So actively be the salt that God calls you to be. I want you to know, brother and sister, God has given you a voice. Say amen. When you see something not right, you cannot be quiet. That is not being a salt. You don't have to fight. You just have to say, sorry, I don't agree. How many? They are doing something that you don't agree. So I say, sorry, I don't agree. That is being what? The seasoning salt. I don't agree. Ooh, how can they do such a thing? How many Christians are there? Then they come back and tell the pastor, Pastor, you know, they do this, it's not wrong. And the poor pastor said, what do you say? And I said, nothing. What kind of salt that is? You don't have to say much. All you have to say is, no, I disagree. That is powerful enough. Because by you saying, no, I disagree, you become the conscience of their soul. Because some of these people has no conscience. You need to become the conscience of their soul. Say amen to that. So that they, whoop, there is someone saying no to me. So, you don't have an on and off switch button. How many of you realize? You just have to intentionally, actively be an influencer, the salt, and the reflector, the light. Because Jesus declared, you are, say amen. Now he said, you are, now be. Amen? Now be. The second thing is active in doing. Here is a simple rule of thumb, guide for behavior. Ask yourself, what do you want people to do for you? Then grab the initiative and do it for them. What do you want people to do for you? Oh, I want people to beat me. How many want that? I want people to say bad about me. How many want that? No. What do you want people? The two words that you want people to do for you is, I want people to do what? Do good to me. How many want that? Come on. If you want people to do good to you, the Bible says, because you are the light, you are the salt, you are the child of God, you are blessed more than others, you are the head and not the tail, because of your position of what Christ had done on the cross, that you are now start to what? To do. Start to do. Don't wait for others to do to you first. You want others to do good to you? Do to them first. Don't wait and see. Don't wait and hope. Wait and wait and wait. But rather be active to do good to others first. You take the lead. You take the first step as what? As an active initiator. What does the Bible say? You want people to do to you? Grab the what? Initiative. Be an initiator, an active initiator, and not hopefully waiting recipient. Many of us are just waiting. When is this fella going to be nice to me? Why don't you be nice to them? When is this fella say something good to about me? Why don't you say something good about them? Be the first, amen? The church will change. The marriage will change. The home will change. The world will change if everybody be the initiator of doing what? Good. Because God is good. And if we are to carry His character everywhere we go, we should be good. Say the good words. A good confession. A good action. A good behavior. Anything that is good. When we do good, it's a reflection of who? Reflection of our Father who is good. Our Lord Jesus Christ is an active initiator of doing good. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Jesus went about doing what? Doing good. I'm thankful that he didn't go about scolding people. He didn't go about accusing people. He didn't go about giving people a hard time. He didn't go about being a judge of all. The Bible described him in Acts chapter 10 that Jesus Christ, filled with the Holy Spirit, went about doing what? Good. Who fills our heart? We are filled with the Holy Spirit. Say amen. We have the person of Christ in us. Therefore, we have the power, we have the authority, we have the privilege, and we have the calling to go about doing what? Doing good. That's what Jesus did. To the woman at the well, Jesus went to her. To the layman waiting at the pool for his miracle, Jesus went to him. To that despiteful tax collector, that short man that is on the tree, Zacchaeus, on the tree, Jesus went to him. That Peter who denied Jesus Christ, Jesus went to him. That Paul, that Saul, that religious fanatic, Jesus went to him. Because you need to realize the reason we initiate good is an outflow of what? Not of ourselves. It's an outflow of God in us. I am, so I do. Not I do to be I am. Many people are doing to become I am. God said, don't do that. Because if you do to become I am, you will be frustrated. You will be struggling because you will find you will run out of steam. The only reason why I do is because of I am. Who I am. Who am I? I'm a child of God. As Pastor Aaron always said, I'm a child of God. That's the basis. I'm a child of God. If I am a child of God, then I want to live my life to reflect who? To reflect my Father. Didn't Jesus say in Matthew, do all the good works that you can do so that people can watch you and see you and glorify who? And give glory to your Father who is what? In heaven. That is called glory bearers. Wherever you do good, you bear glory to God. We need to do good because God has prepared works for us to do. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, He created each one of us by Christ Jesus to join Him in the work He does. Say amen. We are not doing our own work. How many realize that? If you do your own work, you'll get frustrated. He said, join me. Join me in doing the work He does. What the Father does, Jesus said, I do. What I see Jesus do, I do. Jesus forgive, I forgive. Jesus love, I love. Jesus touch, I touch. Jesus to walk this lifestyle, I walk this lifestyle. It is that I see Him, therefore I do. The good work He has got ready for us to do. Works we had better be doing. That means God, in His plan, has already prepared things for you to do. If you don't do, nobody's going to do. How many realize that? Well, Lord, that person needs Jesus Christ. Well, go and talk to Him. If you don't go and talk to Him, nobody's going to talk to Him. Do you realize that? Hello? I don't know. As a pastor, people come and say, Pastor, this fellow has needs this fellow need. Sometimes I ask myself, why do they need to come and tell me? Is God telling them something? Have you ever asked yourself that, Pastor Kara? Many Christians, instead of doing good, they come the transferer of doing good. Oh, this one need to do. I pass it to Pastor Aaron. This one need to do. I pass it to Pastor Kara. No. If God gives you eyes to see, means He wants you to do. Say amen. Maybe He gives you eyes to see. The doing part may be praying, coming alongside that person, saying the right words. You see, this is how kingdom life is all about. When you do good, it's an act of sowing. When you sow, you get harvest. When you do good, it's an act of investing. When you invest, you get what? A return. When you do good, it's an act of watering. When you water, that means there is what? Opportunity. 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 You know, and you realize that when you do good, it's an act of active faith, active hope, and active charity. If you don't have all this, then it will be doubt, despair, and hatred. Therefore, do what? Do good. Do good is not just good intention, good desire, and good thoughts. They are not good enough. Many of them stays where? Oh, I need to do. I know I must do. They stays in here and here, but never in actual. So when God calls us to do good, you actually have to do it in order to get a harvest, a return, an opportunity. Jesus himself went about doing good. There is no excuse for not doing good. Any excuse is not good enough. Procrastination, some other time, is not good enough. You just need to do when God gives you the opportunity. Many of us know the parable of the goat and the sheep, found in Matthew chapter 25, verse 34 to 14. You know, when Jesus said, you know, I was thirsty and you gave me drink, I was naked and you clothed me, you know, I was sick and you visit me. And then they said to Jesus, Jesus, when did I do that? He said, if you do to one of the least of this, you're doing to who? To me. So, Jesus talked in this parable about the goat and the sheep. And he's not talking about evil and good. Not that the goat were evil. No. If you look at this parable, it's only about those that are doing good and those that are not doing at all. So when you do good, you are a sheep. When you don't do, you are a goat. That's what the Bible is saying. Don't get angry with me. Because that's what the Bible says. Because it is necessary for us to know that now that I am a child of God, I must be. I am, therefore I do. What does it mean? It means that when you see a need, don't tell Pastor Aaron or Pastor Kara, don't tell others, actively meet the need. When your heart is moved to call or write a note, do it. When you're praying and God is speaking to your heart to visit someone, visit. When you are relaxing watching TV and your hand is so busy changing the channel, and then the thoughts of doing good sink into your mind, switch off the TV and immediately what? Do it. Because if you don't, I bet you, you will not and never do. How many realize that? Why? Because today is what you have. Soon today will be over. Tomorrow will be the same as today. If you don't live actively to do, then you will not know what is happening. So the Bible tells us that when we do good, we are fulfilling what? The law of the prophet and the law. You add them together, the prophet and the law, you add them together is the great commandment to love what? Love God. Love others. Then love yourself. Love is more than words. Is more than a song, more than a feeling. It is active action of being and doing. I am, so I do. So actively pour out the salt by being. This is what Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. So let me tell you why you are here. You know why you are here? Do you know why you are here? You are here to be a salt seasoning that bring out God's favor of this earth. If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? You have lost your usefulness and you will end up in the garbage. I'm a great believer. Christian must behave like Christian. The minute they don't behave like Christian, it's what the Bible says. You have lost your saltiness. How is people going to taste and see godliness? So important. Pour out the salt by being the salt. Turn on the light by doing. No one like a lamb and then put it under a basket. Instead, a lamb is placed on the stand where it gives lights to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deed shine out for all to see. Your good deed, your good work, doing good to others, the good things that you say, your good confession, let it shine out for all to see so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. Pour the salt. This is what I believe. This is what I stand for. Don't have to be arrogant. Pour the salt. Because the authority of a Christian, the authority of a Christian is not how loud is your voice. Say amen. The authority of a Christian is not how fierce is your look. The authority of a Christian is because Christ is in you. Amen. Therefore, you are His mouthpiece. That's the authority of a Christian. Some of us must rekindle our being and doing as salt and light. We cannot stop being active, being and doing. We must be active in the Father's work, in the Father's house, and in the Father's business till we change address. Daily, ask God to help you to actively pour out the salt and turn on the light with your life, with your time, with your talent, with your opportunity, because you are the salt of the earth and the light of the world, and God wants you to be actively being and actively doing. I am, so I do. Not I do to be I am. Why don't we pray? God is actively at work. You may not see much, you may not think so, but suddenly He will come. And we see in history, the most unexpected, God stepped in. Every generation, He will visit. Every generation, He will visit. Christianity is only one generation away. So every generation, He must visit. If not, we will lose a generation. When we see that nothing is happening, and the world seems bare, everything seems bare, God will visit the earth. And He will visit those hungry hearts. And He will pour His Spirit. Because God is actively at work. This morning, He is active in your life. Active with your case. Whatever you are going through, He is actively involved. You may feel that I'm alone. You are never alone. He's actively working out. Because you know, I know my plan and my purpose for you. We need to be the active salt, the active light. Because He say, you are. Not you hoping to be, not you trying to be, not you bearing to be. He said, you are. You are because I have died on the cross. That everything that I promised has come into your life. in the person of Jesus Christ living in you. Your sufficiency is not in your own resource. Your sufficiency is in Christ's sufficiency. This morning, lift your hand to Him and say, God, I am so I do. I am the salt of the earth. I am the light of the world. I want to be the salt that is poured, not the salt in the bottle. I want to be the light that shines, not a light that is hidden. And I know, Lord, it's only by your power and your grace that I can be and can do, O God. Would you stand with me?